This podcast replay is brought to you by Craig Zinn's Acura Pembroke Pines. Visit the number one volume Acura dealership in the Southeast United States 12 years in a row at 15601 Pines Boulevard in Pembroke Pines.
All righty, there he is, the man, the myth, the legend, that is Ira Winderman. Ira, last night I had a little action on the Miami Heat. I took the points. I felt confident about the Miami Heat. But holy crap, I didn't expect a 40-point blowout, my brother. I mean, that was beautiful last night.
Or should you have expected it after what the Bucks did in their first visit last year when they were beaten 4-1 by the Heat in the 2020 Eastern Conference semifinals? So maybe we know that revenge is real in the NBA. Maybe we've learned that you can have that chip on your shoulder. And that's one thing. You know this, Big O. This team is sort of built to a fervor pitch when it goes out there. This goes back to P.J. Brown flipping Charlie Ward during the height of Heat Knicks. I mean, when they get these guys like a bunch of cage dogs, they call it the kennel this season, you can see that. It's going to be so much fun, O, because I think in the biggest games this season, you're going to see the biggest moments from the Heat. Now, you might be talking to me next week on the Acura Pembroke Pines Report on Tuesday and going, Ira, what the hell happened against the Magic? Because we know also they can play down to their opponents. Yeah. But I think their national TV games, I think the games that they have circled, I think are going to be special this year because this is a hungry team. This is a team that was, and I use this word, you know, sort of cautiously, but still, that was humiliated at the end of last season. So I think they got a lot of points to make. I think it started last night. I think you will see in their other big upcoming games, maybe when they go out to LA and play the Lakers on national TV, they want to sort of check a bunch of boxes and say, hey, last year was the year coming out of the bubble, no off season, COVID, Jimmy missing 20 games, we're the Heat and we're back. That was a hell of a way to start.
Yeah, no, but remember, Milwaukee embarrassed the Nets two nights before because I watched that game. And so to me, I expected the Bucks to give you, and I know Jrue Holiday and
that's big
and Portis was out and all
that's
that,
big.
But
yeah.
I expected them to give them a game. And you know, what made me really happy yesterday, Ira, is that the defensive disposition is back.
Yeah.
And this team did not really have it.
And you know where it starts.
What the stats tell you the last
and
couple
you know
years.
Where it starts. Give me the name where it started. It was kind of obvious to
PJ.
Me. PJ. Yeah, I mean, PJ, you know, it's funny because it seems like anyone named PJ for the Miami Heat is going to be a defensive dog. And it's really, like, I was thinking about this yesterday because, you know, I like to write a bunch of silly stories also is depending on what PJ Tucker does, you and I at the end of the year might be having this debate on greatest PJ in Heat history. Certainly yeah. PJ Brown on those big series with the Knicks, you know, did a lot of damage, but, you know, they never made it to the NBA Finals. If that becomes different, you can see it. Yeah, again, P.J. Brown only scored 8 points and had the best plus-minus on the team yesterday because of the way he defends, his catalyst for energy. Oh, look, I'm not going to sit here because people archive the Big O Show. I know a lot of your listeners, all they'll do is go back over old shows all weekend. So I was the one who came out and said, I'm not sure P.J. Tucker is the ultimate answer for this team because of his lack of offense. And then PJ put it in my face last night. And then you could see whether it was Giannis Antetokounmpo, Mike Budenholzer, or Eric Spoelstra talking about it after the game, how he was a catalyst there. He's a special, unique player. You do not want him on your fantasy team, but him on your basketball team.
Yeah, no, I'm with you there. And one of the things that not only did having the defensive disposition is back, which is the heart and soul of this franchise and what Riley has established. But the other thing that I like, and it's something that I've been talking to you about for the last couple of months, that this team needs to be powered offensively by its young guys, defensively by its veterans. Mm-hmm. And then when you get to the playoffs, then the veterans can take over a little bit more offensively. But yesterday, having Bam and Tyler take it to another level the way they did, those two guys. And Duncan didn't have that kind of game that you normally would want. But still, you know, when what was it, Duncan, 9 points, 8 points yesterday? That still puts you, you know, at what is it, 50 something? What is it? 50? What is it? 65 points or something between the three guys?
And that's the thing. And that's the thing, though. I think it was almost good that Duncan didn't have a great game because you can add that. And so look, we all want to say the nine players in the rotation, you want them to all play well, but we know the reality. It's just like we listen for hours on end to the Big O Show, but there's a clunker in there every now and then.
That's right.
You know, there might be an off hour. So you know what? If you can get a majority of the young players to play well, so maybe in Indiana on Saturday, it's Duncan Robinson with 8 3-pointers. It's not Tyler Hero as much. But you're right. This is a long grind. PJ Tucker, 36. Kyle Lowry, 35. Jimmy Butler, 32. Markieff Morris, 31, 32. You need to get those youthful legs during this part of the season, during the dog days at the middle of the season, and then let the other guys take over. I spoke to Bobby Marks this week from ESPN. He was the lone ESPN expert to have the Heat in the NBA Finals and winning an NBA championship. And I spoke to him and I said, you know, what I've said to you on the show from the Acura Pembroke Pines report for weeks is this is a team built for the playoffs. How do you get through the regular season? And Bobby Marks is really interesting. He told me, I don't know if I agree with this. You'll see it in Sunday's Sun Sentinel. He thinks that he'd have the best starting five in the Eastern Conference. Certainly Brooklyn, Milwaukee might disagree. He thinks that
because he's saying offense and defense.
Right, two ways.
He's measuring as complete players.
He's looking at both ways. And he also said, let's be honest, your playoff rotation is 8 players. So from what the Heat have, you can cobble together those 8. Dwayne Dedmon was very good last night and good in the minutes when the game still mattered. This wasn't Omer Yurtseven coming in a garbage time and padding his stats. This was a guy with a meaningful, tough guy moment, which when Brook Lopez is there will be more meaningful. So when I spoke to Bobby, he basically said, you get through the regular season with this team. He told me, no, I don't expect the Heat to be the number one, maybe even the number two seed. But I feel comfortable about them in the playoff setting. And again, this is what I said at the beginning here on our Acura Pembroke Pines report, is that I think the Heat at the big moments will step up. Kyle Lowry's not going to let himself be embarrassed on national TV. Jimmy Butler, after last season's playoffs against the Bucks, is not going to allow himself to be embarrassed. And Bam Adebayo just knows one thing, and that's to play hard and go hard. So he'll always be there for you. So, yes, just one game. No Jrue Holiday, no Bobby Portis, no Brook Lopez. You know, plenty missing, no Rodney Hood. But screw that. There'll be plenty of games where the Heat doesn't have someone, and other teams will go, hey, it was a big victory. You take it, you move on, and after the way last season started with that poor start, after the way it finished being blown out of 4 games by the Bucks, a very important moment, just like it's been for the Florida Panthers to get off to that good start, because you can talk the talk all you want, Big O, in the preseason and offseason of how good you're going to be. Show it to me. Make an opening statement. That's what they did. What the Heat have to do next is, against the shorthanded Pacers, with no TJ Warren, no Caris LeVert, they have to win Saturday in Indy. Then they have to come home Monday and kick the butt of the god-awful Orlando Magic. Then when I talk to you next Tuesday on this report, we can talk about, just like the Panthers, you're setting the tone in your first week.
Yeah, I think and obviously Jimmy looks around and he goes, now I see some sons of bitches like me.
Some dogs, in the kennel. Some dogs,
you know what I'm saying? And I think the kind of games like Orlando that would take this, that this team would kind of, you know, like, it, you know, let it slip by with these kind of dudes on this team. Those kind of games aren't going to slip by nearly as much anymore.
I hope not. There is a natural letdown, but I hope you're right, Big O, because you cannot lose to the Magic, the Pistons, and the Cavaliers in the Eastern Conference this year because everyone else is good.
Those are the games you're looking at.
Washington is better. They're deeper now with Montrezl Harrell. You look at Chicago, and they're deeper now with Lonzo Ball and Alex Caruso and what they picked up. The Knicks are still going to be a tough out as long as they have Tom Thibodeau. The Hornets, we see what they can be now with LaMelo and Gordon Hayward coming back and Rozier. Don't let the easy ones slip away. They'll be tough ones. Charlotte comes in next week. The Heat go to Brooklyn. So it'll be different. There will be tough ones along the way as well.
Now, any truth that you will be going to the next game at the FTX Arena in a LaMelo Ball type suit and Lamborghini?
You know, I don't know if
I heard your neon is more I think it's green instead or yellow. I don't know which one.
I mean,
you
it's funny.
With.
Remember the old Heat games when Banana Man used to show up? It almost looked like Banana Man in that classic yellow. You know, and to people who haven't seen the picture, remember those yellow raincoats we all used to wear to school as kids with the yellow hood? That's basically what Ball showed up to Charlotte's season opener. But you know what? If you can back it up, I have no issue with that.
They were down by 23, dude.
Look at how PJ Tucker dresses. But you know what? You can talk the talk and walk the walk if you can play the play, and both of those guys have done it. So you can wear whatever the hell you want, including Jimmy with his headband and cut off. I mean, Jimmy Butler showed up in his post-game press conference yesterday basically in jorts. Well, you know what? You get to wear jorts after you have a big game and only play half the game. So you know what? Fashion statements for someone else. I'll keep it simple, but I certainly can appreciate the moment.
I'm with you there. All right, Ira, you know what was really nice also? That the Tyler Hero we saw in the preseason translated to game one. He looked like the same Tyler that we saw, the dude that looks focused, the dude that his jumper's looking super sweet. I mean, that bang-bang play to end the first quarter with the Struces loose, getting the block, and then Tyler getting the three. I mean, that alone right there, that was like the highlight of the night right there. You know, and that was beautiful Heat right there. A defensive play and then the explosive offensive play. But it was really nice to see Tyler.
You know, I'll relate this to something close to home to you. It's a lot easier to just do what you do best and not worry about the ancillary stuff. Not worry about having to build an entire station, keep a certain franchise in town happy, get everything set up, take care of protocols. So basically, just like you sit here, you do your show for hours every day, and that's it. Tyler's being told, do one thing, like you. Do the thing you do best. Get buckets. Worry about nothing else. Kyle will handle the playmaking. We'll take care of everything else. You just get buckets. And that's what we're seeing. And oh, you know this. I've spoken to you since, you know, we started here at the station, that if you can get Tyler Hero to be like a Jamal Crawford, like a Lou Williams going back in our day, like a Vinnie Johnson, be a microwave, that's what you need. Because for as much as the Heat can talk about defense and that dog mentality, the NBA is a league of scoring. Teams lose games scoring 110, 115 points these days. Your offense has to come somewhere. Pat Riley can talk all he wants about his Alonzo Mourning days. 89, 82 ain't happening anymore. And if it does, it's the score at the end of the third quarter.
One of the beautiful things also last night for the coach was he didn't have to play guys a lot of minutes. Yes. He was able to use 86 people off his bench.
We saw Marcus Garrett's NBA debut. We saw everyone but Udonis. I like how Spo said, as long as they're chanting his name, that's enough. He doesn't have to get out there. He's not going to put UD in a garbage minutes. He's not going to put UD in when he's not warmed up. There will be UD moments this season where Eric Spoelstra might have to say, hey, we're shorthanded. PJ's not playing tonight. UD, fire yourself up. Be ready. You might be on call. Everyone else got in, and that's what it should be. And again, they had a 9-man rotation. So let's move past the starters who all played well. Dwayne Dedman played well. Tyler Hero played well. Yeah. You just mentioned Max Strus played well. And you know what? Markieff Morris, as I wrote at the Sun Sentinel, as he still gets in Heat shape, he played well also. So if you can get that from those nine, we don't have to worry about the 10th man. We don't have to worry if Gabe Vincent can be a backup point guard. We don't have to worry if KZ Akpala can be an NBA player. And here's the beauty of the possibilities. Imagine last night's game and last night's rotation with Victor Oladipo. There is such a carrot out there for the Heat. There is such a carrot coming up for the Heat that any other team, if they want to get better, they're going to have to make a trade. They're going to have to find a player on the buyout deadline. They're going to have to shake up their roster. For the Heat, it just might be a matter of time. Maybe December, maybe January, maybe February, but still it's there. And like you mentioned, you saw him on the bench. You see him every day. How tantalizing is what we saw yesterday with the Heat plus anything close to Victor Oladipo? That's really fascinating.
The only thing, I don't mean to be cynical on all of this, but it's hard for me to completely get excited about Depot because of his history.
Yes, all the setbacks. And I agree with that. But you know what? Here's the
only problem.
Here's the difference, though. You're not looking for him to come in and be a starter. You're not looking for him to come in and play 40 minutes, where Houston had to have that, where Indy, the way they were built at times, had to have that. You're saying,
or the last setup of the Heat. There was no one else,
and Tyler was struggling, and he had to be the guy, and there was no Kyle Lowry, and Goran was getting older. Man, 15 minutes of depot-like depoting, and it takes you to another level. You know what? The Victor Oladipo was 75% Victor Oladipo come the playoffs. I'm putting the Heat up there with the Bucks. I'm putting the Heat up there with the Nets. Not yet, but I would if that happens. That could be a difference maker. How nice is it to have someone like that in the wings? That's happening, that we're not talking about the trading deadline. Will the Heat make this deal? Who are they going to get? Who they're going to get might just be right in front of them, with the beauty of being on a minimum scale contract.
You know, I was thinking about this last night, and I don't mean to get ahead of myself because it's only game one.
Sure.
But I do expect this team to have a really good season as it is. And I do expect this team to be really sexy in the second half of the season. This always happens, Ira. Buyouts, teams that are going to have players that are going to, you know, pretty good players that,
I think I know where you're going. Throw me the name.
No, I'm not going to throw any names, but I'm just saying I think the Heat is also going to have not just Depot, but an opportunity at adding another veteran that is going to leave a terrible situation, and that team is going to buy him out to do him the favor and get him out. And give him an opportunity.
And look. I'll let you do the rest. And the name got mentioned when David Aldridge of The Athletic put out the name. He's covered Washington sports for years, of John Wall. And obviously John Wall has an untradeable contract. Now, Houston's not just going to let him walk out the door before the trading deadline, because who knows? Something might come up. They probably won't let him walk out the door before the buyout deadline, because who knows? They might be able to use that money in some sort of facilitating. But come March 1st, there's no reason for John Wall, who will be at the end of his contract, who will be the shape right there going into oblivion, basically, not to work out a buyout, not to get to a playoff team. He works out in off seasons in South Florida, like every NBA player. He has a place down here. It makes sense. So then you could say to yourself, well, either Victor Oladipo or John Wall, but you're right. This has always been a place that has gotten players, Dwayne Dedman last season, who say, you know what, I want to make a run with this team. Historically, there's always been a guy at the end of the season who wants to be part of this. Winning draws players in. So if the Heat have that kind of record, and they are a team that's, you know, on sort of the upswing right there, yeah, I think there'll be at least one buyout player. They have a little money under the tax right now. They can create more in a trade, moving Kaze Akpala if they have to. Believe me, Pat Riley is never done building. And when he knows he has a contender, who knows? They might even go into the tax.
All right, wrapping it up. Indiana tomorrow night.
Yes.
Key in that game.
Well, they got Indy on the second night for Indy of a back-to-back. That should help. Again, you're getting Indy now when they're a little bit shorthanded. Yes, they have Miles Turner, but Bam has always thought he was better than him. Wasn't happy that Miles Turner was selected over him for the World Cup a couple of years ago. So he has that going on. Domantas Sabonis, you know, can the Heat find PJ Tucker to sort of lock him up? But again, you got to make statements. This is an advantage game for you when it comes to being rested. Heat are off today, flying up to Indiana. And then that Orlando game. And I almost find that to be a bigger game than anything. It's a home game. It's against a crappy team. There can't be a letdown there. We need to be talking next Tuesday back on the Acura of Pembroke Pines report about a 3-0 Miami Heat. Anything short of that, I think would be, as odd as it sounds, disappointing.
Enjoy the St. Elmo's steak, my brother.
I got long sleeves, 42 degrees. It's happening. It's real, Big O.
Yeah, but I don't feel sorry for you. I love that place. I love going to downtown Indy. It's a great little downtown.
Although, as you know from St. Elmo's, if I eat too much of the horseradish sauce for the shrimp cocktail, I might not have a voice next week, so we will see. So maybe I'll bring home a bottle for you.
Have you ever fooled somebody with the stuff? I've done it several years.
Every time someone has it.
Unfortunately, we got Sean now on with us, and he's listening, so I can't sucker his ass when I take him to the combine next year.
Cocktail sauce. I've had the Heinz cocktail sauce. It's fine. Oh, my God. My tongue will be burning for a month. Yeah, absolutely.
And your eyes are crying and everything.
Crazy stuff.
It is so awesome.
Catch you again on Tuesday, O.
That's right. Follow him on Twitter at Ira Heat Beat. Safe travels, my friend. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, O.
You got it. There you go. The great Ira Winderman and our Acura Pembroke Pines Miami Heat and NBA. report.